Now, that's the sound of a gas-powered forge and some anvil work. And that's what I was hearing when I went out to Peppercorn Forge in Kyabram. Did a five-hour beginner's blacksmithing course, making a fire poker, a bottle opener, hooks, and much more.
Well, it's kind of relaxing, you know. There's no stress. And if you had a bad week, you can take it out on the anvil.
I saw you had a beer coaster over there that says, blacksmithing, cheaper than therapy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
That's Carl Webster. He's half of Peppercorn Forge, along with his mate, Simon Baxter. In terms of the classes, you've been running them for a little while. Who comes through?
We get a variety of different people. People just want to try it for the first time, do something different. And then we get people who want to get into it. So this is a good starting point for them.
So where do you pick up your skills then? A bit of experimentation, I imagine. But is there a good community? Is there good skill sharing?
Oh, yeah. Around Kyabram, there's a good dozen people or so that are blacksmiths.
Wow.
And most of those people are within our little group. So they started off with a couple and then we build it from there. So so we've got a good little community of blacksmiths around here. And then we've also connected with the blacksmiths in Melbourne. They often come up for once a year and we have a weekend where we just blacksmith.
I love the idea of everyone getting together, just having a bit of a bash, and actually also the creativity side of it as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we make a whole weekend of it. We have a fire dinner, in the Dutch ovens and, just forge all weekend.
After the day was done, I did actually catch up with Simon. He's the man who does most of the training and I wanted to know what got him started as a smith. How long have you been blacksmithing?
About 25 to 30 years, on and off.
What got you into it?
I was a welder for a fair while, and I did blacksmithing on the side because my father-in-law used to do a bit of it, and I got into doing a bit of metal art, forging some blades, and generally making blacksmithing gear and enjoying it.
So you kind of came from that practical side, but then sort of discovered it as a bit of art, a bit of creativity.
Yeah, I like the art. I like making tools and art, and I'm in the process of doing a couple of different sculptures. So I'm actually making not a replica, but a facsimile of the throne from Game of Thrones. So I'm forging the swords and making it, and a couple of braziers with wild boar heads on it.
How long does something like the throne take to make? I mean, that's crazy to me to look at.
Oh, well, I've been doing it since just before December. Just every day pile driving into it. And because they're all separate and they're not real swords, they're just shaped into swords and stuff. But when it's finished, it'll look impressive. It won't be that comfortable to sit on, though.
Wasn't that the point of it in the TV show? I thought that was the whole deal.
Well, yes, it was. So it's more like a movie prop. So, yeah, it's. I've done a lot of forged gates and stuff. This is kind of my first 3D type sculpture as opposed to animals and stuff. But I've done a dragon's head on a shield for it. But that's a head. I'm not doing the whole dragon.
You said earlier that some of the blokes who come through are coming out of the armed services. So
yeah, well, I used to be in the military a long time ago. I was in tanks. When I got out, I did various other jobs. And then, occasionally we get ex-service people or people serving that want to do something different, and it's a kind of an experience. And I'm glad they do. We get all different types of emergency personnel. We've had a couple of school teachers and that way. Our course is very basic, but they all seem to like it. They've seen a certain television program that everybody seems like. We try to say that we don't do all that, but we do the basics. So it's people say that it's a dying art or something. It's not dying, it's worldwide. And I think after COVID, everybody wanted to do something with their hands and learn new skills. So it's like carpentry and woodwork and stuff like that. I'm more of do it with my hands. I know you can sit on the net and watch YouTube, which we all do and check stuff, but I actually like to do it.
Now, at the end of the day, of course, the most important question I had, do I have the makings of a blacksmith? What's my score? What do I rate?
Oh, you did really well, mate. Yep. Everybody does once they get the gist of it. Some people want to do it for the experience. Some people say, oh, I want to do more of this. We always encourage that. But, yeah, it's an experience thing. And, we get a diverse range of people that want to see it and do it. And because we're pretty informal and like to do it, once a month like that, they seem to enjoy it. Put it on.